This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 154. Will your speaking score go down if you go off topic?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out what happens if you go off topic during the speaking test and how to do it like a native speaker using transition phrases. What's going on, Jessica? How are things on the West Coast?
Things are awesome here. I just took James on a little vacation to the coast.
Oh, yeah. How was that? Was it a nice trip?
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. It was so awesome. I mean, it was a little bit rainy off and on, but our hotel had a pool and a hot tub. So we swam for hours, just played in the pool and the hot tub for so long. And nobody, I mean, it's not like the season to go to the coast because it's already cold. So like nobody was there. We had the whole pool to ourselves the whole time. Yeah, it was awesome. James ate fish and chips like every single meal.
it was so fun. I love it. Sounds like a great weekend. Very cool.
It was fantastic. And we actually got lucky with the weather. We went to the beach and, we stood in the water, got our pants all wet and like played in the sand and stuff. It was the funnest vacation. And then we drove down to
family time is the best.
Yeah. And then when we got back, he was so lovey. He was just like, "Mommy, thank you so much for just even thinking of this vacation."
that's so precious. I love it.
Oh God, it was great. It was great. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went to a Halloween party, which was interesting. And then, did I have a costume? No, I showed up without a costume. Yeah, I know.
What? You didn't know.
I didn't get it together. Didn't get it together. Was sick that week. That's my excuse.
Oh, okay. Well, your excuse. Yeah. Your pardon.
No, it was fun. I went to a potluck and there were like 9 of us and 3 pumpkin pies. It was crazy.
I think pumpkin pie is the only dessert I don't like. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. Oh, I love pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is the classic Thanksgiving dessert. Yeah, but you don't like it.
No, I don't know why. Okay. We had a listener question about pumpkin pie. No, just kidding.
Right.
It's about IELTS. It was about IELTS.
Yes. It was about IELTS. Yep. We had one of our listeners asked us a question, and I'm just going to go ahead and read the question, Jessica, and let's give our listener the answer, our answers to this. So the question was, she said that during the speaking section, she spoke without pausing, but she went a bit off topic in part one, and also that she didn't use the linking words and phrases very much, I guess specific native phrases very much. So she wanted to know if all of these things would lower her score very much or not. So let's see if we can take a shot at this. I mean, what do we think? Yeah.
That's a really good question. I think, the first part is interesting because I think if you ask most teachers, they would say that logically, yes. Right? They would just assume that going off topic would lower your score. However, it really doesn't impact your score that much. Okay. It really doesn't. I mean, if you start talking about a different topic right away that doesn't even connect to the question, then yes, that's going to lower your score because for fluency and coherence, it won't make sense, right? So that sort of logical coherence isn't there. So that'll lower your score. And then for vocabulary, it'll seem like you don't have the vocabulary to talk about the question. So then your vocabulary score goes down. However, if you start talking about the topic and then you kind of wander, that is fine. That is totally fine.
Yeah, maybe we could articulate the fact that we're wandering. Like, we could link that, you know, that we have the question and then we say, oh, I'm not going to speak directly about that. I'm going to speak about this. How would that come off? What do you think?
Oh, yeah, totally. That would lend itself to a higher fluency and coherence score because of the linking words, right? Because of those transition phrases. I mean, like we say sometimes on the show, sometimes I'll say side note. Because I want to talk about something else that's not like directly related to IELTS, but it just popped in my head and I want to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not the worst thing in the world to go off the topic, as long as you kind of articulate where you're going and maybe try to make that indirect link between the question and where you're going with it, right?
Right, exactly. So phrases like side note, which I say all the time, because my mind wanders, or if you say, you know, this makes me think of blah, blah, blah. You know, like,
yeah,
this reminds me of something else. Then that transition phrase is perfect. I mean, native speakers would answer like that also. It's going to raise your score, if anything, and it definitely won't decrease your score.
Oh, I like it. I mean, we always talk about how this is a test of your English and your ability to articulate what's going on. It's not your, you know, how much you know about the topic, right? So if you don't know anything about the topic, then it is okay to kind of go on a tangent a little bit that's slightly related, but yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this advice is true for all parts of the test. Part one, part two, part three. I mean, if you are in a situation like this where you are on the spot and you just have to talk about whatever the examiner asks you, like, that's not super easy. So like Lindsay said, you're graded on your English, you're graded on your ability to communicate, not your ability to stick to one topic strictly. I mean, that's impossible. You don't have time to plan it out, except for part two, but you don't have time to, you know, sit down and like organize stuff before you talk. So again, like, this is stuff that native speakers are gonna do as well. Let's do an example. Lindsay, do you want to ask me a part one? I'll see if I can make myself go off topic.
Yeah, absolutely. But before we do that, I just have one side question. Oh, is that okay?
Side question.
It is related to IELTS. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
So when we talk about going off topic, now I'm wondering about in writing, because we talk a lot about the cohesion and coherence in writing and how important it is to stay on topic. So does this get more weight in writing in terms of staying on topic?
Yeah, good question. In writing, you must stay on topic.
Okay,
must. That's important. Every sentence has to be connected to the topic. I always tell my students this piece of advice, like, every student must give me new information and every sentence must be necessary, right? So that means it has to be directly connected to the topic. I mean, not to talk too much about the writing, but just remember that it's not that long of an essay. It's only 250 words. There is no space for tangents. Like, there's no time.
No. So that's really important to know. So while it's okay on the speaking to go off on a tangent, it's not okay on the writing. So this advice doesn't go across the whole test. I want to make sure our listeners really hear that clearly.
Yeah, I'm glad you thought about that. No, totally. I mean, a lot of advice we give is for speaking and writing is applicable to both, right? I mean, interesting vocabulary, organization, linking words, grammar, like a lot of the descriptors are very similar for both speaking and writing. But in this one case, I think just because of the factor of planning time, right? You know, like you have to be able to organize your thoughts better in writing because you have the chance. That's your quiet time to sit and think about it. You're not on the spot, so to speak, not as much. But in speaking, like, you know, we get it. That's impossible. You're gonna, ideas are gonna pop up and you have to talk about it because you certainly can't be silent. So
that makes a lot of sense. I like that. No, I think that's really important. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we answered that question. If you're lost and not able to get your target score, you can't do it by yourself. We have a course called the 3 Keys IELTS Success System that guides you to your target score in a step-by-step, simple format. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com to learn more now. See you there. So, Jessica, I'm going to ask you a speaking part one question. Are you okay. ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Are you sure?
It's going to be hard to like make myself go off topic. Like that's sort of spontaneous.
Thing, this is going to be interesting.
I'll do my best.
Okay, we do our best for our listeners here. Okay. So I'd like to ask you some questions about your hometown or your city. So what type of place is it?
My hometown, I'm from Carson City, Nevada, and it's, you know, it's not the super most awesome town. Like, on a side note, okay, I don't really have to tell you much about my hometown. Suffice to say, I wanted to leave when I was 18, so... Just when I was 18, I moved directly to Spain and I fell in love with the sort of big city, European travel, expat life. And then I spent like the rest of my 20s in other countries.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that was good. You did a good job there of going off the topic.
I tried.
And do you remember what the transition word was that you used? I can't remember what you said. You said, oh, I don't need to talk about that or something.
Yeah. So I sort of verbalized what was happening in my mind, right? Yeah. And that's, I think we give a lot of advice about that and phrases to verbalize what's happening in your mind. Like the episode we did about what to do when your mind goes blank. Like that's going to happen. Here's some phrases to tell the examiner what's happening. Cause again, you can't stop talking. You can't pause and be silent. So you just have to talk about what's happening in your head. You know, be honest about your feelings, guys. So
be transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really what it comes down to. And maybe in certain, that's interesting, right, Jessica? Maybe in certain cultures, we're not as used to articulating what's going. I feel like in the US, we're much more used to just kind of throwing up all over the place, right? We just say what's going on often. Seriously. It depends on our personality, of course, but our culture is a bit more open to that, to just speaking, like just speak, stream of consciousness, right? Whereas other cultures may not be the same, right? There's a lot of preparation and thought that goes into any word that's spoken. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. I know. I feel lucky that to be from a country that matches my personality. I feel like if yeah. I were raised in a more silent culture, I would go nuts. I would be just frustrated all the time.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, the way that I think through things is by talking to someone about it. Like I have to hear myself say it and then I think about it from a new angle, maybe get some feedback. And it's a lot of the articulation, but that's because that's what we grew up with. That's what we've been taught, right?
Sure. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, parents are all like, I wonder if parents do say this in other cultures, but parents here are always telling their kids, use your words. Use your words.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking the same thing. Use your words, not your punches or no biting, right? Use your words instead.
Yeah. Well, and also like, cause kids get lazy sometimes and they're just like, they'll just cry and point to stuff. And I'm I don't know what you're crying about and I don't know what you're pointing to if you don't tell me, or you know, just like, use your words. Always saying that.
Use your words. It's a huge value. I mean, that's another topic we could get into. But so for our listeners, we want to recognize that this may not be the most natural thing for you guys in the world, and that's okay. But you know, again, this is what's going to get us those sevens on the test. So we've got to practice it.
You know, and I think a lot of writing preparation we do for brainstorming. There's one activity called free writing. Where you sit down and you write for 10 minutes without stopping. Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about vocab. Just write. Just whatever words come into your head. Even if you're writing, I can't think what to write right now. You can write that. So what if we make that a speaking exercise also, you know, instead of free speaking. So sit down and just make yourself talk for 10 minutes. Even if you're saying, English is difficult. I don't know what to say. This is hard. I am talking like.
just to get into that habit, right? And then maybe doing that 5 minutes a day for the full month that's leading up to your IELTS as part of your study plan. I mean, maybe that's what we need to do. If we want to perform on test day, we've got to perform on the days leading up to it in our practice sessions. Yeah.
You have to practice being good, right? You have to practice doing what the test wants. So, I love that idea. Okay, another TM.
Yeah, IELTS yeah, maybe energy. We'll maybe we'll have to add that to our study plan in our course, Jessica. I don't know. We may have to talk about that.
I'm writing it down right now. Free speaking.
Okay.
Going in.
I love it. I love it. All right, guys. So if you want to learn more about our course, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. Check out the video and you can get into your trial for the first 3 days for $1. But the moral of the story today, guys, is again, it's okay to go slightly off topic, right? Just go with the speaking, but not with the writing. And that's, you know, that would lower your score quite a bit more. Yes. Okay.
Yep. There you go. You nailed it. You nailed it, Lindsay.
Nailed it. Nailed it. All right. All right. All right. We'll end on that one then. Jessica, we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.